This is Jen Roland, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's post, Creating a Simple and Sustainable Fitness Plan. I'm going to shut you down, and it's going to feel like forever. No running, no lifting, no bending forward, and no exercising for the next 6 weeks. These were the directives from my doctor after viewing my MRI and discovering I had a herniated L4, L5 disc. At first, I was devastated. Telling me I couldn't exercise was like asking a cook to stay out of the kitchen. It's something I've always loved to do, and it's also a way I serve others, relieve stress, improve my mood, and care for my health. But 6 weeks, I could do that. In the scheme of life, it's not that long, I thought. So I diligently followed the doctor's orders, and 5 weeks in, I was actually feeling pretty good. I remember playing with my children in the backyard one afternoon, thankful to be up and moving around. The next morning, however, I coughed when I got out of the shower, and a stabbing pain in my lower back told me something still wasn't right. A return trip to the doctor resulted in him extending my recovery period and putting me on bed rest until my next appointment. In that time, I missed the spring fling at my kids' elementary school, and the science fair my daughter worked so hard to prepare for. I stayed home from church and other activities, declined the invitation to my family's Easter party, and celebrated turning 40 laid up in a recliner in my living room. There were many times I questioned why God would give me a passion for fitness and then take it away. And I believe I'm still discovering the answer. This is a subject for a different post. But one thing I feel obliged to say is this. The ability to exercise is a blessing. There are many who are not physically able. If you are not one of them, please do not take this gift for granted. It's been almost a year since my injury, and praise God, my back pain is gone. But the radiating nerve pain that continues has required me to redefine why and how I exercise. Fitness is no longer about performance or pushing myself to the limits. It's about maintaining good health and moving in a way that minimizes pain, cares for my body, and improves my quality of life. Simple core strength and stability exercises have replaced Insanity and P90X. For now, I walk instead of run, and I am choosing to celebrate small successes. I recently worked up to using light weights again. Every day I pray, I keep showing up, and I don't give up. I'm learning that just because I'm getting older and can't exercise the way I used to doesn't mean it's the end of fitness for me, nor should it be. It just looks different. Whatever phase of life you're in and challenges you're going through, whether you're raising little ones, working full time, or are retired, consider how this phrase applies to you. Just because life changes doesn't mean it's the end. It just looks different. When it comes to fitness, this might mean doing a 10-minute workout while your kids play on the playground, setting aside a few minutes at home to complete a simple stair workout, or starting each day with some basic stretches. Today, I'd like to encourage you to take small steps toward building a simple, sustainable fitness routine for the purpose of caring for your health so you can faithfully pursue what God has called you to do. Here are some suggestions to get started. Number one, start small with a 10-minute block. If you're not currently exercising, focus on small wins and aim to gradually work up to 30 minutes or more of activity a day. This doesn't have to mean going to the gym. It could include gardening, biking, or taking a walk at the park. The key is to do something each day to get your body moving. For simple cardio and strength training options in 20 minutes or less, go to my blog to download my free jumpstart guide. Number two, focus on progress, not perfection. Getting hung up on what we can't do only leads to frustration and disappointment. Trust me, I know. Instead, just show up and trust that every effort you make is a step in the right direction. Keeping a calendar where you cross off your workouts and track your progress can also help motivate you to continue moving forward. Visit my blog to check out the post 32 Tips to Get Motivated to Work Out for additional strategies. Number three, focus on consistency, not performance. Rather than set strict product goals, for example, I will lose 10 pounds, set process goals that are based on the behavior, such as I will exercise for 15 minutes a day. Process goals are within our control and focus on building the habit, a requirement for sticking to a long-term fitness plan. Number four, focus on what you will do, not what you think you can do. We often set unrealistically high expectations and then give up because we can't keep up. Our goals should be challenging yet attainable, and our workouts should gradually work up to where we want to be, both for our mental health and to reduce the risk of injury. Number five, focus on small successes to build momentum. Reward yourself at checkpoints along the way and treat yourself to a monthly manicure or a night out with friends to celebrate consistency. Number six, sacrifice short-term comfort for long-term gain. You may not love the act of working out, at least not at first, but you will love all the benefits of sticking to it, including reduced risk of disease, improved energy levels, less stress, and better overall health, to name a few. Number seven, create an awesome playlist that encourages you to move. You can grab mine along with free workouts in my freebies library. Just see the workouts and playlist section. Number eight, mix things up. Try a different time of day, different type of exercises, or a different location. Gym versus home, inside versus outside. You can reach out to me for suggestions or fill out the form on my blog for help finding the perfect program for you. Number nine, hold yourself accountable. Find a partner, hire a trainer, or join a group. To join my free Fueled Fit Focus group for support to build healthy habits, you can click on the link on my blog post and just request to be added. Number 10, expect setbacks. They're going to happen. But what separates those who stay back from those who make a comeback is simply the decision to get back up, to not give up, and to keep trying. At my last visit to the orthopedist, I was told the best thing I could do to prevent further disc degeneration is to not smoke, maintain a healthy weight, and continue to exercise. Exercise not only reduces our risk of health-related diseases, it also helps maintain strength, flexibility, and proper posture to protect against future injury. As we age, it is especially important that we remain active by selecting low-impact exercises that strengthen our bones, build our muscles, improve our flexibility, and minimize pain and stiffness. You can click on the link on my blog or on the image embedded in my post to access my freebies library and download 10 core strength and stability exercises for free. I do these as part of my regular fitness routine. Friends, our bodies were not designed to last forever, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't be intentional about caring for them. In fact, the opposite is true. We can't fulfill our purpose, faithfully serve others, and fully share the love of God in poor health. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and it is our responsibility to treat it that way. How can you honor God with your body through regular movement that improves your health and quality of life? See the list on my blog for some simple workouts to get started, and contact me when you're ready to take the next step. Please visit my blog for a complete list of workouts. I've got an ab workout, a stair workout, a full body circuit workout that takes 12 minutes, a playground workout, which is great for moms, 6 total body exercises for a killer core, 6 exercises for strong sculpted legs, and I recently added 10 stability mobility exercises to reduce back pain and 10 core strength and stability exercises to just have a stronger, tighter core. So visit my blog to click on the links to access those free workouts. Also, if you are not already subscribed to our Cultivate series, please visit my post to click on the link to join. Each week, I'm going to be sharing practical tips to build healthy habits for our mind, body, and soul so we can live the fruitful, abundant life that God has planned for us. I hope you'll join and follow along. Thank you.